The beginning of knowledge is to learn to see Krishna indirectly through his energies. Just like a copper wire that's lying in a road may be carrying a current which one may not know. But when one knows the method of accessing it, then one is knowledge. But a greater knowledge is to know that behind this there is a big powerhouse and there is a person behind it who is generating the electricity. Similarly, the beginning of knowledge in spiritual life is to study the energies of the Lord and to see how the Lord is manifesting through his variegated energies. It requires even the demigod vision to be able to see the Virat Purusha form of the Lord, which often the demigods see and worship as Sahasra Shirsha Purushaka Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. From the Garbhudakshaya Vishnu, from his navel, manifests the Virat Purusha form, which forms the entire universe consisting of the 14 planetary systems. But greater than that vision is the spiritual vision that is needed to see the 400 and the subsequently 200 form of Krishna. Otherwise one, even with demigod vision, cannot see the form of Krishna as the Supreme. Otherwise, great personalities like Brahma or Indra would not have committed the mistake of considering Krishna to be an ordinary boy. And that form of Krishna, 200 form of Krishna, is specifically present in order for the Lord to have his devotees treat him like an ordinary boy and not as God. Because when one directly understands Krishna in Vrindavan, they don't see Krishna as God, but as one of their friends, fellow mates, or they see Krishna as a child or as a lover. And in order to experience this kind of ras, the Lord accepts eternally the 200 form instead of having thousands of hands and thousands of heads and bellies and everything. So that form is even more rare. So the word sudurdarshamidam is used in Bhagavad Gita. Sudurdarsham means which is most rare to be seen, the 200 form of Krishna. Because that is the source of the 400 form as well as the Virat Purusha form. The Lord manifests himself to his devotees' eyes in this beautiful 200 form of Krishna, which is actually the direct vision of God that one can ultimately attain. Similarly, although there are various names of Krishna, like the Super Soul and controller of the material nature, one who is the supplier of all food, Annadata and everything, these names are not as superior as large names as Krishna or Govinda or Gopal, which are direct names of Krishna. So when we chant the holy names, we are, by the mercy of the Acharyas and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are allowed the entrance into calling out the names of the Lord directly. Such names as Krishna and Govinda, which are actually the address to the Supreme Lord. It's like a citizen of a country calling the Prime Minister directly with the name, as if he knows him. How much do we know about Prime Minister of India? But imagine addressing him directly, personally. So only a person who intimately is connected to an individual can call the other person by name. Although we don't have such intimacy with Krishna, by the mercy of Acharyas and Gurusha Parampara, we are able to call out these names on an everyday basis, call out Krishna's names directly. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying, Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha yetadrushi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva me drishamiha janinanuraga. So he is cursing that I have no attraction for your direct name in which you directly manifest yourself. And you are addressed by your very loving devotees intimately in the spiritual world who don't even consider you God, but as an intimate friend or a lover or a parent or a child. So they are addressing you with these names, and I am allowed to gain entrance into these names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction even for such a name. So remembering gratefully and acknowledging what is being awarded to us will help us to draw our attention and focus towards the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to